A secure base. As we enter this world, we scream to announce our presence. Someone immediately engages with us, bathes us, swaddles us, and fills our stomachs, and best of all, our mother may put us on her belly or breast for delicious skin-to-skin contact. We are profoundly social creatures. Our lives consist of finding our place within the community of human beings. I love the expression of the great French psychiatrist Pierre Janet. He said, "Every life is a piece of art, put together with all means available." As we grow, we gradually learn to take care of ourselves, both physically and emotionally. But we get our first lessons in self-care from the way that we are cared for. Mastering the skill of self-regulation depends, to a large degree, on how harmonious our early interactions with our caregivers are. Children whose parents are reliable sources of comfort and strength have a lifetime advantage, a kind of buffer against the worst that fate can hand them. John Bowlby realized that children are captivated by faces and voices and are exquisitely sensitive to facial expression, posture, tone of voice, physiological changes, tempo of movement, and incipient action. He saw this inborn capacity as a product of evolution, essential to the survival of these helpless creatures. Children are also programmed to choose one particular adult, or at least a few, with whom their natural communication system develops. This creates a primary attachment bond. The more responsive the adult is to the child, the deeper the attachment, and the more likely the child will develop healthy ways of responding to the people around him. Bowlby would often visit Regent's Park in London, where he would make systematic observations of the interactions between children and their mothers. While the mothers sat quietly on park benches, knitting or reading the paper, the kids would wander off to explore, occasionally looking over their shoulders to ascertain that Mum was still watching. But when a neighbor stopped by and absorbed his mother's interest with the latest gossip, the kids would run back and stay close, making sure he still had her attention. When infants and young children noticed that their mothers are not fully engaged with them, they become nervous. When their mothers disappear from sight, they may cry and become inconsolable. But as soon as their mothers return, they quiet down and resume their play. Bowlby saw attachment as the secure base from which a child moves out into the world. Over the subsequent 5 decades, research has firmly established that having a safe haven promotes self-reliance and instills a sense of sympathy and helpfulness to others in distress. From the intimate give-and-take of the attachment bond, children learn that other people have feelings and thoughts that are both similar to and different from theirs. In other words, they get in sync with their environment and with the people around them, and develop the self-awareness, empathy, impulse control, and self-motivation that make it possible to become contributing members of the larger social culture. These qualities were painfully missing in the kids at our children's clinic.